Hi, welcome everybody. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting. Ursula, can you tell me what time it is?
This is the Affiliate Task Force meeting, and it's a
yes, but what time is it?
It's 7:44 Central Time.
All right, so it's 8:44 p.m. And the meeting is called to order. We're first going to take we're going to take roll, and I think we'll try to do it alphabetically. I'm Teresa Allen. Who else is on the call that might have a name that starts early in the
John alphabet? John Crumshow.
Hi, John Crumshow. Thank you,
why
John.
Why don't we just take the people on the call instead of going through the whole list?
That's what we're doing. Go ahead. Go ahead, Chandra.
Chandra Houtman.
Great. All right. John from KPFK and Chandra from Berkeley, KPFA. Who else is on the call?
Thomas O'Rourke.
Pray for the fever.
Thomas O'Rourke. And Thomas, you're from WPFW?
WPFW.
Okay. And that's O apostrophe R-O-A-R-K-E, right?
Oh, you are. No
you
way.
Are. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, Frank, go ahead.
Frank with fever. I come ahead of him alphabetically.
All right. Thank you, Frank. Okay. And you are from what station?
WBAI, the one which has been stealing money from the archives.
Okay. Well, we shall see. Okay, Frank. Anybody else on the call?
Ursula Rudenberg.
Sean Rhodes from WBAI.
And that's Sean, S-H-A-W-N?
Correct.
How do you spell your last name? R-H?
O-D-E-S.
O-D-E-S. Thank you, Sean. Good to hear you. All right. The first thing, anyone else?
Adriana Tasme, KPFP.
Thank you, Adriana.
Serene Roberts.
Casane. Anyone else on the call?
Serene Roberts, WBAI.
I'm sorry. Who was that? Hello?
For the third time, Serene Roberts, WBAI.
Okay. Thank you, Serene. You're kind of low in a tone there. Okay. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. I've sent it out to everyone at the task force, and it's been on the website for a month. Do we have any additions or changes to the agenda? Okay. Hearing none, the agenda is approved. And next item number three is approval of the minutes. I do not have the September minutes. Again, my apologies. And the October and November minutes were sent out at the time of the meeting, and they were sent out again yesterday. Do we have anyone to propose that we approve the October minutes?
I propose that we approve them.
Okay, Chandra moves to approve the October minutes. Do we have any objections?
I'd like to abstain for the record. I haven't read them.
Okay, they're approved. And Serene Roberts and Adriana, what did you want to say?
I want to abstain. I'm driving. I didn't have time to read the minutes.
Okay, no problem. Okay, and does anyone want to move that we approve the November minutes? That would be November 17th.
I move.
Chandra?
Same for me.
Is that Chandra?
Yeah, I still move.
Okay, does anybody have any additions or changes to those minutes?
Okay.
Okay, so Serene is going to abstain. Adriana, did you want to abstain also?
Yes, thank you.
All right, okay. And Serene, abstain. Okay, the fourth item is the affiliate director's report. Go ahead, Ursula.
Okay. Okay. Total of income from the affiliate program since the beginning of this
fiscal year in fees currently is at around $82,000. And we, a newest affiliate is a station called Valentine Radio, which is in Valentine, Texas, which is a town of 217 people in the southwestern coast of Texas, to south of El Paso. And it's an internet and kind of micro AM station. It has one-tenth of a watt.
Wow.
And, or 100 milliwatts, yeah. So, and it's a teacher in Valentine, Texas. And if you look online at the town like I do, it kind of looks like a Wild West ghost town. So it's kind of an interesting place. But this guy, he's a teacher in Valentine, Texas, so it's kind of a mom-and-pop operation. That, but he wants to, you know, have radio in that town, so he's the newest affiliate. And we were discussing this at the beginning of the meeting. I've been working with Otis. Otis developed a suite of services for internet technology, ranging, you know, with a number of services that include streaming and archiving of the radio station online, fundraising support technology online, and technology for reporting programming to the Sound Exchange, which is a regular obligation most stations have that are on the internet. And this is software, essentially a suite of software that Otis has developed, and we actually use it here in Iowa, and it's really great. And I think a lot of, I'm not sure exactly what the status is of the Pacifica station. And so we've been trying for a while to kind of figure out what is the best model for, you know, making this service available to affiliates. And so I've kind of been working with him on that, and I'll probably within the next few weeks work on developing a contract to start making this available to affiliates. And, you know, I know there's been some questions recently about what kind of services we could provide affiliates, and I think this is a pretty good service that we could provide a lot of stations that don't really have the funds to go with expensive stuff that's being sold on the market. And what was I going to say? One of the things I want to take use for the revenue is to develop a handbook for these technologies so that it's easily accessible to people. And Otis has been really great about providing tech support for people that are trying to service. So other than that, we developed a resource page for PacificaNetwork.org for interviews that people may want to share with other radio stations, and I've asked the Pacifica stations to, you know, help contribute to that. And because some people, you know, would like to be interviewed on more than one radio station around the country, and I've asked them to do likewise with premiums, that maybe we can do more premium sharing. So I'm trying to think of some ways to share resources. And finally, We did do national coverage of the debate in Iowa of the Democratic candidates, and actually the station here in Ames provided on-the-ground reporters. The coverage came out of KPFK. Alan Minsky at KPFK was the executive director, and we were on the ground here at the debate. And it was very interesting. I think people here did a really great job. We got a great interview with, sorry, my mind is completely blank right now. Cornel West was here, and he gave us a great interview. And we got interviews with the heads of all the campaigns. And it was actually, we found some really great technology where you can, a wire that you can plug into a cell phone that connects to headphones and a microphone, so you can literally use a cell phone as a kind of a little great tool for you know, remote interviews. And so we're going to be there's going to be a long-term forum in Des Moines the 9th of January, where all three Democratic candidates are going to be there discussing issues in depth. And so we're going to try and go and cover that and probably make an edited version of that available in audio port. And then I think on caucus night, we're kind of deep into discussions about doing a live national broadcast from our radio station on caucus night. And I think Alan Minsky's going to come out here to Iowa. We're going to pay for his airfare and help executive produce it. So, you know, we're just kind of trying to work on providing good election coverage, because election coverage is kind of one of the things that people really want from Pacifica in terms of the affiliates. And mm-hmm. It's a lot of what our reputation is based on. And, you know, Iowa's bigger this year than most years because of the Bernie Sanders phenomenon. So we're going to try and develop some really good coverage of that. And we just haven't completely solidified it yet, because we don't know right now what Democracy Now! Wants to do, and they're in Paris, so it's kind of hard to figure it out at this moment. So, but we're you know, working on trying to kick off the season with some good coverage. And that's it.
When you do that, will you CC the affiliate task force so we know what's going on?
Absolutely. Yeah, and speaking of which, you know, I started to repost a story about a new affiliate about once a week on our website, and I started to send notices of that to the board and to the Pacifica staff and to the general manager of the affiliate stations, and it occurs to me I really should include the affiliates task force on that, because there are some people on the task force, some of you, are not going to receive those emails, so I'll make an effort to, you know, include that. And that's gotten some good responses from, you know, from not only the board but also from affiliate, you know, stations. They're saying, you know, they appreciate knowing what's happening. So
it's inspirational. Does anybody have any questions to ask Ursula? Thomas, did you have a question? Go ahead.
Yes, Ursula. Thank you for that. That was very, very interesting. I wondered, as you were describing this square suite for affiliates, does, you mentioned a handbook, and somehow there's been some servicing. Is there any sort of how do you inform people of this? Is there a demo?
Something like that.
That was one question. And could you go more into the self? Where you just alluded to, that turns your cell phone into what, a video camera or TV camera?
No, it's simpler than that, but it's very, very cool. It's a wire that you can buy online, and it has a jack that goes into your cell phone, and then it has an attachment for a professional grade microphone. And then it has another attachment where you can plug in your headphones. And so you can, you know, go up to somebody like Cornel West and stick a microphone in their face, and, you know, and they will talk into the cell phone. And in our case, we were, you know, we were in connection with KPFK. And so you get a good quality interview through a cell phone that usually sounds like crap when you use a cell phone, but you get a really high quality sound because it's going through a professional mic. And then with your headphones, you're hearing, you know, the phone, so you know what's going on. So
okay.
it's just very
cool. And what
about
marketing the software?
Well, that's a really good question. That's a timely question. We have not marketed it that intensely because we've been a little bit unsure how to market it or how to sell it. Partly I'm trying to figure out what's the right way to sell this thing, to be able to develop a contract to, you know, and so we've kind of gone a lot of different directions. And so I haven't been really marketing it aggressively because I wasn't sure exactly
what we were going to do with it. But I think we're coming close now to a better understanding. I've been talking to a lot of stations and trying to figure out, you know, what's possible, what they need. And so now that we have it, the most efficient way to market it is to just contact the affiliate managers and to talk to them directly. That's the most efficient way to do it. I don't necessarily want to make this a service for non-affiliates because we really do want to ask an insider price for it, you know, as a service to a lot of stations that cannot really pay a competitive price. So I would rather frame this as a service, you know, a low-cost service as a perk to being an affiliate. And that's kind of how we're seeing it right now. So, you know, marketing with affiliates is always pretty much just straightforward communication with them one-on-one because that's kind of how we work in the network. You know, we do have a listserv, so I probably would post it on a listserv. Probably next time there's a national conference, I would try to, you know, maybe do a workshop. Otis and I have done workshops about it in the past at conferences, and people have been impressed, but it hasn't, you know, we were still a little bit up in the air about what exactly it was and how to do it. So it hasn't been come into focus. You know, talk to me in 3 months or 4 months, and I think I'll be able to answer your question really well.
I just want to, you know, a PSA could be circulated through a network, you know, that says, you know, if you are a potential anyone work or that they, you know, contact, you know, the website, whatever, to discuss, you know, how to become an affiliate. Is that done on a regular basis?
Can you say that again?
Affiliate to Pacifica?
You're saying a PSA?
Yeah, something. Is that done on the?
Where would you play the PSA?
Yeah.
Where would you play it? Where are you suggesting we would play that?
You know, social. What? You know, either on calendar or get you know, DJs or top of the hour.
But where? On what station?
On BAI, BFW, on Houston, and, you know, in the network. That's all I'm saying.
I could try. I'd have to ask the stations if they would be willing to do that. I think that in a way they're wanting to keep the listeners focused on them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I guess what you're suggesting is a PSA saying, like, if you know somebody in another community, something like that?
Hey, people that go through that market and listen, hear the radio station and go back to another place, you know.
Yeah, and, okay. Okay, I'll think about that.
There is that. That is, you know.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's not worth considering further. Just,
I'll think about it. Nothing is never worth not considering. So I'll think about it. It's an interesting idea. I've never thought of. So let me put some thought into how that would really work and maybe ask the Pacifica stations what they would be willing to do. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else have questions? Adriana? Go ahead, Adriana.
Hello?
Yes. Does somebody just join the call?
No, I just took my mute off because I wanted to ask a question.
Is that Frank?
Yes.
Okay, Frank, would you wait? Would you let Adriana ask a question, and then you're next, Frank. Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. Can I interrupt really quickly? I came in after a roll call, so I don't think you know I'm here. Steve Pride.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for joining us. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. Ursula, do you have the exact number, how many affiliates the foundation has?
Could you say that again? I couldn't hear you.
How many? I have three questions. How many affiliates the foundation has in the network?
I can't tell you that right now because we're still in the process of trying to get everybody to get their contracts in.
Okay.
My estimate is about 170 to 175. But it is hard to describe how tedious it is to get people to send in their contracts. And we are nonstop doing this these days. We are, Eli and I and Matt are hot on the trail, but it's an extremely complicated process to get almost 200 stations to do this. And so we're not finished yet. But my guess is we're going to be somewhere around 175 to 180 stations.
Those are the those 175 have contracts last year and just...
I'm sorry, what?
How that work? They have 1 year contract?
Yes.
Is that due to renew this year?
It's a 1 year contract.
And normally is the renew is in December?
October 1st.
October. Oh, the calendar year for Pacifica.
Yeah.
Do you have an estimate how many affiliates you have with contract already? How many signed the contract?
I can look, and I can probably tell you pretty quickly. Hold on just a minute.
Well, isn't the problem, Ursula, that some stations pay but don't sign the contract, others sign the contract
yeah.
and don't pay?
Exactly. Yeah, it's very complex. I mean, just to help you see how complex it is, we send out contracts in July, and we are still trying to get people to sign the contracts. It's really, you know, we're dealing with very free-spirited radio stations. It's community radio, so it's very, very... And also, you know, they're changing staff all the time, so let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26... 29,
30, Adriana, you want to read your next question while she's counting?
Let's finish counting.
Okay.
No, this is Steve Pride. Can I have a stack, please?
Oh, Steve Pride? Okay, so we're next is Frank Lefebvre and then Steve Pride after Ursula answers the question.
And Serene, please, since people are being added.
I'm sorry? Is that Serene? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Well, this is going to go on for a long time, but based on what I'm looking at here, I would say about a quarter of the stations have not signed. So I can make an absolute count for you, but I don't know if I want to take the time the time right now, but maybe during the meeting when other people are talking, I can make a more accurate account. But
okay, but you can say roughly 75% already signed the contract.
It looks that way, yeah. It looks that way,
okay.
I would say. Yeah.
Okay, and the last question. How long ago was the affiliate contract check from... the foundation legal counsel.
I think the last executive director that discussed it with me was Summer Reese, and we made a few changes then. And then, well, I think 2 weeks ago or last week, I can't remember. I think it was 2 weeks ago. I sent the contract to Lydia, and she had accounts, and he made a few suggestions on how to change the contract. So as soon as I'm able to speak with Lydia and the lawyer, we'll probably make a few more adjustments to the contract.
Okay. Thank you, Ursula.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead, Frank. Frank Lefebvre, go ahead.
Okay, this is the kind of thing which maybe you could handle by email, but I missed all the details about the marketing schemes and all that, but it occurred to me this would be great for not just the affiliate, but WBAI could use two or three of those handy remote interview sets, and
yeah.
if the price is reasonable, I'd buy them myself and donate them to the station.
Yeah, they're $30 a pop. It's really nothing.
Sorry, if you could send me details by email,
sure.
I'd appreciate that.
Sure.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Frank, for asking that. Steve Pride, what's your question?
Yeah, about the contracts. exactly what happens when they expire? Are they then suddenly cut off from our programming? Do they lose the audio port access? Is there any penalty? Is there a grace period? How does this work?
You know,
otherwise, why should they bother?
Otherwise, what?
Otherwise, why should they bother to be having that number one priority? And I'm assuming there's some sort of penalty involved in not getting it back in.
I'm not sure I understood the last part of what you said, but I think I got the gist of the question.
The contract to be an affiliate involves being able to carry our programming, having audio port access, correct?
The contract is to access the audio, yes.
Right. So when the contract is not current, what is how is that treated then?
Well, there's two things here. One is that, in fact, the language of the contract itself is one such that says that the contract automatically rolls over unless the affiliate terminates the contract. So in reality, the contract is not out of effect, but it's an important best practice for me to actually speak to every affiliate because things do change. We have a number of affiliates that are pulling out of the network, and I want to know where the affiliates are at. So, in reality, they are not out of contract if they don't sign the contract. And like Teresa said, a lot of times affiliates will pay and forget to sign the new contract. And in a sense, they are legally still consistent by doing that. It's just a difficult thing for us to really know. So there's a little bit of a gray area there. Now, the other thing I want to say is that, you know, we're doing radio. And so if we began to pull people, you know, pull content away from people without, you know, some real warnings and some real clear communication, our reputation would be very badly hurt very quickly because, we have very, very collegial relationships with our affiliates, and a lot of times the reason why these contracts don't come back to us are not out of ill intent. They have to do with the the difficulty of organizing community radio stations. And if they began to feel that Pacifica was being punitive, that would really undermine the basis of our network. So we don't do that. We just don't do that.
So there's no priority for them to really get these back in?
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. I mean, well, no. Yes, every community radio station's priority is local. That's the nature of the business we're in. And that's why people pay to have an affiliates coordinator, because everybody's priority is to deal with their local situation, which, as you know, is never easy for anybody. You know, it's always difficult to run a community radio station. So that's their first priority. And that's just always going to be a fact of life in community radio. Does that mean that they are dismissive of Pacifica? No, most of them aren't. Most of them are on an incredible honor system and are generous to a fault with us. There are a few stations, I have to say, who are getting into the range where I might consider, you know, where they're being like, where there is really a problem, and that would be a different situation. But with most stations, you know, there is nothing but goodwill here and desire to, you know, to work well. So it's, I think that would be...
I didn't mean to stress ill intent at all. I'm just saying if I'm a station manager trying to get 10 fires burning, this is not one of them because there's no real impact if I don't get it done tomorrow.
Well, it's just not that simple, you know. I mean, it's just in the media we're in, the destruction caused by an act like ours on that part in relation to, you know, the reasons why it happened, it's not equal, and it would make us look very, very bad to do that.
I didn't suggest anything. I'm just saying that. I don't quite get the system. I've been radio for 40 years. I don't really understand this.
Well, it's, you know, it's not a mystery. I mean, most community radio stations are run, you know, 90% by volunteers, if not 100%, and under extremely stressful conditions and with a lot of turnover. And continuity is a very difficult thing in community radio, and it's inherent in what we're doing. It's inherent in the project.
We don't need to waste time discussing this. I have enough background to not really need to be educated. I was just curious.
I would encourage you to go to pacificanetwork.org and see the range of different types of affiliates.
I have.
And feel okay.
I don't need to be schooled. I've done that.
Okay. Okay.
Just
curious.
Well,
I'm sure Ursula would be, you know, willing to communicate with you, you know, off air.
It doesn't sound like he's that interested in it, so that's fine.
Okay, no problem. Serene, you're next.
Just trying to be helpful here.
Yeah, stupid.
Sorry, do I have this one?
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, I heard another voice. Okay, so you mentioned the elections coverage coming up in January, and you said that Minsky might be coming out there to direct it, or executive produce, or whatever the term is. I don't remember which term you used. So is that coming through your station, or is that an affiliate program effort?
This is my job. I mean, this is being done within the capacity of my job.
Right, but which job? Since you're the GM at the station, you're talking about which? Are you talking about?
My work at the station here is not a job. That's just volunteer work I do. It's my job at Pacifica. I was asked within the capacity of working at Pacifica to do this. Now, it is true that it's very fortunate that we have a station in Iowa in a central location, so we're going to use the broadcast studio here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I wasn't sure which we were referring to when you said, you know, we're going to fly them out and whatever. Okay, thank you.
Well, no. The KHOI, the station here, has offered to pay for Alan's airfare out.
That's very nice.
It's a joint effort, really, as well. I think the best way to describe it, Serene, it's a joint effort.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Okay. And any other questions, Ursula? Okay. Hearing none.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana. Another question?
Yes. Ursula, I'm sorry for my ignorance, but... you told us, or I think that I saw in the report or something, that the average money that the foundation gets from the affiliate is around $200,000?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. It means
in the past, it's been, up until recently, it's been $250,000, around that, and it's been dropping, and last year it was a little bit more than $200,000, and my conservative estimate this year is $200,000. Although I don't know, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
What I don't know if my numbers are. You gave me a percentage of how many people renew and how many didn't renew contract. Do you have a percentage? How many affiliates pay? How many? The percentage of affiliates that don't pay?
You're asking how many pay and how many don't pay? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, percentage. Yeah, percentage of the one that pay and the one that doesn't pay.
Let me just take a look here real quick.
A rough idea. I don't need the exact numbers. I mean, I want to have an idea.
I really... It's less than 25%.
The one that don't pay.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Although I'm really hesitant to give you numbers unless I really do a study, because I'm not really sure. I mean, it's a lot of stations, but just looking at it real briefly, I would say it's less than 25%, although it's more than it used to be.
Okay, but I mean, if my numbers is, I don't know, my math work, it means that roughly means less than $1,200 a year for less than $100 a month for affiliate?
Because less than $100 a month. Yeah, with some it is. Some affiliates pay $100 a year. Some affiliates pay $4,000 a year. Some pay $5,000 a year. And some pay, there's one affiliate that pays $25 a year.
Okay.
There's a huge variety, and then there's a number of stations that don't pay anything. It's a very wide range. We ask low-power stations to pay $500 a year,
right,
and internet stations. But, you know, we have a lot of new stations coming into the network, and many of them are not in a position yet to pay very much.
Okay. Thank you.
The older stations pay the larger sums, but to be really frank, we're having attrition there because there's serious public relations problems that Pacifica is suffering, and it's costing something with our older affiliates.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's okay. Thank you, Ursula. I will ask some follow-up question, but by email. Okay? Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Adriana. Thank you, Adriana. Okay, the next item on the agenda is a follow-up discussion of the nomination motion.
Hello?
Yes?
I'm trying to ask a question.
Another question. Go ahead, Serene. Go ahead, Serene.
I'm speaking.
Two questions.
Two questions. One, I had a motion to store all of the election-related programming that either Pacifica or its affiliates do in one area of the website.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I can't find that motion. I might have sent it to the PNB, but now that we're having this discussion, it would be good to present it to this task force. So if I find it before the end of the meeting, I'll raise it. Since you are doing the coordination or a level of coordination on this programming, anyway, that's one. And two, there's an affiliate's listserv that Teresa mentioned that she posted something to, and we're coming on to that agenda item. But I'm wondering if you can tell us who's actually on that listserv.
The people on that listserv are the general managers of the affiliate station, and Teresa asked to be temporarily on the listserv so she could make the announcement, and then she's being removed again. So it's really just a listserv that reaches the affiliate directors. Not the affiliate directors, the general managers of affiliate stations.
Okay. Okay, so I'll follow up when we get to the agenda item.
All right, the next item on the agenda, and actually I see that I didn't put something here about setting our next meeting, so I'm assuming our next meeting will be in January, probably the first or second Tuesday, whenever the PNB is not meeting. I mean, Thursday. So, but the next item is a follow-up discussion of the nomination motion. If you're unaware of it, some of you on this call, we usually send a notice out in October encouraging people to nominate people to the Pacifica National Board as a director. And because of a communication error, that notification did not go out. So at our last meeting, we passed a motion that said, whereas the PNB bylaws require representation of two affiliate directors and the deadline of the November 15, 2015 nomination period resulted in only one application, therefore the affiliate task force moves that the affiliate task force send a letter to the PNB proposing an extension of the deadline for the affiliate director nomination to December 12, 2015, that the PNB secretary present the names of the candidates to the PNB by December 15, 2015, and that the PNB select two directors in December 2015. I set that for to be put on the agenda of a, of the PNB open meeting, but because the open meeting was after the closed meeting, and the closed meeting kind of ran over, there wasn't much time to discuss it, and so another motion came up, and it was postponed until tomorrow. So that item will be discussed tomorrow. So I changed the dates on that motion so the PNB can consider it tomorrow. So that's what's happening with that motion.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I have a question, Teresa. I wasn't in the last meeting, but I listened to the audio that is posted there. And yes. I heard the discussion of that motion. I heard the discussion about putting this call to the affiliates. And I heard in the same meeting, I think that Janice Lane-Ewer was one of them, and the whole committee agreed, not to send till the PNB make a decision not to send a call to the affiliates. And I can see here that obviously you did send. And I'm pretty sure that I listened to the meeting, and the people in the affiliate task force decide not to till the PNB make a decision. And
well,
I don't know why you send this. Why you send this? I mean,
okay. Any other comments before I respond?
I'm trying to finish my question.
All right, go ahead.
Yes. It's saying the same. If the affiliate committee say no, and the PNB didn't make the decision yet, how was make the decision that you will make that call? Where is the authority that emanate to for you to do this? Thank you.
Okay. All right, does anybody else have any other questions before I respond? Okay. Frankly, I don't recall the committee the task force deciding that not to send something out. I don't recall that. The task force expects the nomination to go out, and there was another reason why. There was an alternative motion that that we accept the one nomination, and then if that passed, another proposal with a schedule. So these two things are on the agenda for the PNB meeting tomorrow. I sincerely hope that we do not separate the approval of the two people, of the two directors, as it would undermine the STV voting process for affiliate directors. And Article 5, let me finish my statement. Article 15 of the bylaws states that in all voting, we utilize STV. But I think that the way I phrased it is notifying the general managers to nominate, because I had talked to some people and they said, well, we didn't nominate because we didn't get the prompt. And I was afraid that if we met tomorrow and there was no nomination, actually I intended to send it out a week ago, and I really feel I should have sent it out a long time ago. So, anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, Serene.
Yeah, I didn't find that your response was at all, that what you said was responsive to the question. So I don't know if Adriana would like to follow up before I speak.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's very clear.
I did not recall the group saying not to send it out, and there was nothing to say that I could not send it out, so I took the initiative and sent it out. And in the notification, it says that the PNB will be voting on it. So I think we're covered.
No, I'm sorry, Teresa, but what I read here says this is a call for nominations for the affiliate director position on the Pacifica National Board. This is the first line. The rest you can...
Let me ask you this, Adriana. Let me ask you this. Do you want two affiliate directors?
Teresa. It's so out of order.
Do you want two affiliate directors?
May I finish what I'm saying? I'm saying is, you didn't have the authority from the affiliate committee. I wasn't in the meeting, but like I said, you can go and check your own meeting. The audio is there for public to listen to. You didn't have that authority. More than that, the affiliate committee say no, and you decide anyway to do it because, like you just said, you are trying to prevent something that you think that will happen. My question is exactly the same. Who, from where you have the authority? Because for what I heard, somebody need to give you a specific authorization to go there and communicate with the people. Which authority, from where that authority comes? I do not, and don't tell me why you did it, because I understand enough why you did it. But my question was, what was your authority to do it? From where? The PNB didn't give it that, and the Pacifica
Let me say this. I'll respond to your question. I feel that I was authorized to send it out. We did not pass a resolution in the task force telling me I could not, and we should have sent it out, and we should have sent it out in October. So that's my response. Serene, do you have a question?
I'm sorry, Adriana, did you want to follow up?
This is Chandra. I would like to be on the stack also.
Yeah, I mean,
all right, Serene, did you have a question or not? I've answered Adriana's question.
And Teresa.
No, you talked after she asked the question. You didn't respond.
No, I answered her question. I said I felt I had the authority because there was no resolution permitting me to do it, and it should have been done earlier. I requested that Ursula do it, and because of a communication error, it goes out every year. This year it did not go out.
My question is from where? Please listen to the audio, Teresa. Mm-hmm. And the committee said no. And Janice Lane, you are told you that wasn't a good idea to direct the people to the affiliates without the authority to do it.
Okay. Is that the finish of your question? I felt I had the authority because we did not take a vote, and it needed to be done. And our motion did not get dealt with last week. At this rate, we would not get the notification out until January, or I do not know when. Okay, so I feel I've answered your question, Adriana. Serene, did you have a question?
Right. Okay.
I'm sorry?
The bylaws are quite clear about the timeline for nominations.
Yes.
For some reason, what should have happened didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
The task force discussed it, brought a motion to the PNB. The PNB did not have time to deal with that last week. It was agreed it would be dealt with this week. Yet you preempted the PNB, went outside of the bylaws and outside of your authority as a single director to make a call. I don't know why you were granted access, but that too is something we can't change. To make a call for nomination without the PNB's authority. And your explanation for why you waited, for why you felt that the day before the PNB agreed to take it up, that you had a right to go make that call, is that nobody told you that you couldn't. Is that correct?
Okay. Serene, do you have a question?
No.
What is the question?
Is that correct? Is that really what you're telling us here?
Well, I didn't feel that I was refused the authority. So that's the answer to your question. Because I feel that the bylaws state that we should have two affiliate directors. When I realized that the notification hadn't come out, I called the IED, I called the secretary, I called the treasurer, and I called Adriana Casanave. I got no response
Teresa, I'm on the staff. Let's not have a dialogue here. Let's allow other people to speak. You didn't say that when Teresa stepped all over Adriana three or four times.
So you're not going to try that now. You're on the staff.
I'm sorry. Serene, please get to your... Excuse me, Serene, you're out of order.
You're out of order. You go make a call that violates the bylaws that nobody authorized you to make, that it's not your job to do, and I'm out of order because you interrupt me when I'm speaking?
Well, you're out of order because
Adriana
you're lecturing me rather than asking me a question.
Adriana is asking for a point of personal privilege.
What's your point of personal privilege? What's your point of personal privilege?
Please don't do this for political. Listen, you just lie flat. You told everybody in this open meeting that you talked to me and I didn't answer. You didn't like my answer. That doesn't mean
I'm talking about
you don't have the right to talk over everybody. You don't have that right. You talked to me yesterday night too, and you told me the real reasons. The real reason you told me yesterday night in our LSV meeting is because you didn't like the new motions of the PMB. Then you tried to do something to see if you can politically, you know, do something different. I mean, that is a reality. And you talked to me twice or three times about the issue, and you didn't like my answers. It's not that I didn't answer to you, and you don't have that right. You are one. Like the rest of us, one person, one vote, and the same rights.
Okay. Well, I'm the only elected officer of the task force. I'm the secretary. Okay, Serene, did you have a question?
I'm on the stack. I asked to speak, and I haven't been recognized yet.
Well, go ahead, Chandra.
Yes.
Serene, I asked you if you had a question and you didn't get to your question. So can you let Chandra play through?
Excuse me. Stop shouting. I don't know where you think you are. That's number
one.
Well,
when your question lasts
three minutes, I'm trying to get to it. Number two. Just because you're chair does not mean that you jump in every second every time someone pauses for breath. The fact is that I asked a question to which you were not responsive. And then you got into all kinds of other things instead of allowing me to clarify the question that you apparently did not understand. So I'm going to ask my question again.
Okay, I'm going to
time
it. Are
you telling us?
The last one lasted about 3 minutes.
Again. Please stop.
I'm going to let her ask the question.
Please be quiet.
If she would get to it, that would be great.
Teresa, please be quiet. Let her ask her question, and then I will speak after her.
Go ahead, Serene. What's your question?
Are you in fact telling us that although the bylaws period had passed and the PNB had agreed to take up the discussion because there were two motions, take up the discussion on the 11th, that because no one told you not to make a call that was outside of the bylaws and not within your authority as an individual director, and that is all you are, like every other person on that 22-person board, you're an individual director in this regard, because being secretary or chair or priest does not give you the right to change the bylaws or to make exceptions. Are you telling us that because no one explicitly said, Teresa Allen, don't you go making a call for nominations because the period has passed and the PNB has not yet taken a decision, that you therefore had a right to send that call out today, the day before the PNB would address the matter? Is that what you're telling us?
I felt I had a right and a responsibility, and that's my response to your question. Chandra, what's your question?
Okay. I just would like to say that in previous years, the affiliates have never had to make a motion or a move or anything like that to direct the secretary of the affiliates committee to issue a request for nominations. It's just been pro forma, and that's the way it's always been. So I don't understand this all about requiring a motion of the affiliates committee to direct Teresa, our secretary, to send out a request for nominations. It's always just been pro forma.
All right.
John,
should the
staff,
thank you, Chandra. Chandra, did you have a question?
John, I had a statement.
Thank you.
I had a statement.
Before, though.
Thank you, Chandra. I think you expressed it, my feelings, and
okay,
very well.
True.
Okay,
you
so
who's the next?
Who's the next?
No,
on
I really have a point
You're
of order.
You're out of order. Let the next
I
person get in.
I have a point of order. I have a point of
Please.
Order.
I think John wanted to speak.
I have a point of order.
Okay. All right, John Crumshow.
I have a point of order which precedes anything else.
Okay, go ahead.
Not necessarily. Let's make sure, Madam Chair, that this
okay.
is really a
point. So my point of order
yes.
is that simply because you are chair does not mean that you get to comment on everyone's statement. If you are asked
that's
a question,
point of order.
You get to respond to the question.
You're right, Serene. I thought maybe she had a question.
Chandra,
you're right. Can we get on to the next question?
Oh no,
Serene, can we get on? I'm hearing it. Can we move on?
Her statement was incorrect, and you just gave a false endorsement because the fact is, it has never happened after the bylaw period had expired, and that is a key difference that nobody, both of you, seem to be confused about here.
This is no longer point of order. Okay, John Crumshow, go ahead.
Yes. The member is engaging in debate, which is not a point of order, and that's why I cautioned you as chair to make sure that a point of order was really a point of order. Now, what I would say is that in my experience, and when I was on the PNB, the task force, the affiliates task force, represents people who are not under the Pacifica rubric as the five stations are. So the special relationship has allowed the task force, I was told very often, to accomplish something. However, it appears that somehow, to my great disappointment, there is the same effort underway to muck up the works and prevent actual progress or anything being accomplished. And as I think one of the previous members of the committee mentioned, or the task force mentioned, this was pro forma. These are things that we normally did. And it appears that these roadblocks are appearing, and it's hard to speculate as to why, but I'd like to have the task force move in a reasonable way so that we can attract and keep good affiliate stations. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Anyone else?
Staff. Yeah, this is Ursula. I'd like to say something.
Go ahead, Ursula.
I am finding it, I really choose to believe that everybody on this call has good intentions. And I'm finding it increasingly difficult to understand the level of hatred that is being, you know, that this venue is being used to express. I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore what these arguments are about, but they are no longer about the affiliate program because the affiliate program is really not involved with any of this acrimony. Now, I will, you know, at the risk of being pulled into this discussion, which I really am not going to do, but I do want to say something of my perception, because I think that Teresa sometimes shoots herself in her foot, quite frankly, when she tries to speak for herself, and I see that causing an escalation. I'm not stupid. I understand that there are a lot of, you know, agendas involved with this discussion that have to do with votes. I understand that, and with issues that you guys are fighting with on some other level. I'm not stupid. I understand that. But I also have to say, you know, the question was raised, why did I allow Teresa on the listserv? And so I will speak to that. I've known Teresa for a long time, and my perception when the request was made was not that Teresa was trying to maneuver anything. She was feeling that because the PNB had not made a decision when the request was made, that we were all going to run out of time. And that the conversation between Teresa and I went like this. She said, we really should get the word out in case this goes through so people have time to think about it. And I said, well, what if the PNB votes against it? Then we kind of have a public relations problem. And Teresa said, okay, I'll be willing to handle that when it happens and apologize to the affiliates for having jumped the gun. But I feel we should do it in the interest of giving people time to organize. I feel it was a sincere concern on Teresa's part to give people time to actually make nominations, because we don't know. There is no attempt on anybody's part that I know of to go behind anybody's back and maneuver votes and line up representatives. It was a sincere attempt to try and get the word out publicly so that people would know about it. Now, you may be right, procedurally, it was not a smart thing to do, but it was done with the intent that that she would take the responsibility of retracting it and, you know, saying, sorry, I was just, you know, trying to help people get ready. I believe that that was her sincere attempt. And I think the rest of this conversation is the usual conversation you guys get into that has to do with a whole lot of other things that don't have to do with the affiliate program. I would like to say something.
Teresa, you're interrupting Ursula. Will you stop? She is finished.
Yeah, so I'm just saying that is my sincere perception. I've known Teresa long enough that I know how to read her, and that is what I saw her doing. Now, I know that you guys have concerns about how the vote is going to happen and all that, but that all came later. The actual desire of Teresa to post this was prior to any of that kind of wrangling that this has developed into. And I'm not sure even why all this wrangling has happened, because at the end of the day, we don't even know if there is going to be a second person to nominate at this point. But I would like to say, on behalf of the affiliates program, I would sincerely hope that there is a willingness to consider the benefit of this program and not to just see these representatives as swing votes for different sides of people that have been fighting since time began, and that actually there be an understanding that there is an attempt here to support the affiliate program, which is under stress. And this fighting makes it even worse. So that's what I have to say. I do not think there was ill intent on Teresa's part. I think she's doing a terrible job right now representing herself, because you guys are used to fighting with each other. But the level of anger and hatred here, it's just uncalled for in the affiliate program. It just is. There is nothing to be mad about here. This is a good program. Okay. It's full of good intent, and my service is full of good intent. And let's just keep it that way. I mean, what are we fighting about here? Thank you. I'm done.
May I please say something? I didn't really want to chair this meeting. You know, we don't have a chair, and I asked if anybody else wanted to chair. So it's a little difficult for me to respond to this issue. I guess I could have stepped down as chair. But I'm not asking this task force to vote on the motion as I've changed the date. I'm just trying to make you aware, because we're going to duke this out tomorrow night. And obviously people are opinionated about it. And if anyone here wants to know what I think of it, feel free to contact me by phone if you like. And I'd be happy to talk to you about it. Okay, the next item on the
I think I'm on the stack, aren't I?
Who?
I was put on the stack 10 minutes ago, I think.
Oh, is that Frank?
Yes.
Go ahead, Frank.
Okay, let me think. Okay, now the Catholic Church distinguishes between cardinal sins and venial sins. I'm not sure that Teresa's committed even a venial sin, since pro forma, as a matter of course, election should have been announced to people and nomination should have been solicited. So it's not even that. But the real cardinal sin is that the PNB has neglected so many of its duties and been so late. It's a scandal. The problem of getting nominations for the local station board, for example, was so badly handled, it is just unimaginable. That just gets a nomination, never mind the election process itself. And so anything and any person who stands in the way of the widest possible and earliest possible spreading the word that gun nominations are sought is really working contrary to the whole principle of what we're trying to do.
I strongly support
the rescue attempt that Teresa made in announcing that the nominations were being sought. And it was really a rescue attempt because it should have been made long before.
Serene,
thank you, Frank.
Please.
Can I not be heard? Can anyone hear me?
No. Yes, we can hear you repeatedly. Okay, I want to put you on the stack. Do I hear anyone else's voice?
Adriana is asking since a long time ago. I don't know if anybody can hear me.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let Serene go first, and then you, Adriana. And then I think we ought to end this discussion because I'm in my car, and I'm going to run out of batteries.
Okay.
And it's getting late. So go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So, you know, we need to be clear that, as I said, first of all, the criticism about nominations to the LSB, elections, and all of that, I mean, there's so much confusion. The individual making that statement actually is a member of the elections committee and never attended a meeting until maybe the last month or two. And that is perhaps why his level of confusion was such that he didn't know he didn't have to run this year. So for him to cast aspersions on the PNB about what was actually not a PNB process, it's just bizarre. As to the nature of the sin, I don't think I use the word sin. I would use the word presumption. I use the term preemption because, in fact, the initial error was made. It was brought to this task force. And I realize I'm repeating myself, but I really think I need to because I don't think a number of people understood what they heard the first time. Otherwise, we wouldn't hear much of what we've heard.
No, we heard you the first time. Go ahead, Teresa.
Teresa, don't do that. Okay? You ask for the floor. You get the floor. You jump in. Let me talk. It was brought
to this 2 minutes.
It was brought. Excuse me?
You're at 2 minutes.
I didn't hear anybody else get a time limit, and you need to stop interrupting me.
Nobody else is speaking that long, Doreen.
You know, you really have a problem.
Excuse me, I have a personal
you
basis
don't have
for...
You don't have the floor. I am speaking, and you all need to exercise a little bit of self-control. Okay.
Yes, but you personally attacked me.
Are you chairing this committee, Teresa? Because I believe I was given the floor. So why are you allowing him to interrupt?
You have the floor. Could you please wrap it up, Serene?
No, don't tell me to wrap it up. Tell him to stop interrupting. You did it twice.
I think
he did it twice. I'm going to have to begin again. The fact
oh my
is,
God.
Yes, how I feel a lot of the time when you open your mouth. But,
I'll start it again.
They call
there is
this
no
filibustering.
Clock. We did not establish
in
a clock
the,
at the start
they
of this
call
meeting,
this filibustering.
And you don't get to establish a clock for me. The fact is the deadline for this work was November 15th. On November 15th, the PNB secretary sent a note to this
this task force saying, hey, guys, the deadline's November 15th. The task force met a couple of days later, passed a motion, which went on to the PNB. The PNB did not have time to complete the discussion when we met. I think that was on the 3rd. There was another motion, which means we're dealing with two motions. There was not time to deal with it. We put it over until the 11th. So whether the affiliates director has known Teresa for 2 minutes or for 25 years does not give Teresa, and it's very interesting that you speak to the pure motives of Teresa, but talk about the hatred that you hear from others. I mean, that's really stunning coming from someone who claims they're making an impartial statement.
No, I hear it on everybody's part, not just Teresa's part. Or yours.
I'm sorry, I don't know who's speaking, but I'm not done. So you can get on the stack if you want to. And then it comes to the PNB. The PNB agrees to take it up on the 11th. And on the 10th, this director, who holds no job position with Pacifica with regard to the affiliates, who is not the PNB secretary to whom the responses are to be sent, sends out a notice that says, we're having a call for nominations. So this is not a private party at which someone gets to send a message out, a false message, an unauthorized message, a message that violates the bylaws.
4 minutes now.
Send that out to hundreds, or 200 or so affiliate folks, only to turn around and say, well, oh, I'll take the blame if they're unhappy. This is the Pacifica Foundation. This is not Teresa's private party. So that act should not have been allowed. And if there were a question, if I were in that job position and there were a question, I would ask my manager, what is the process? What is the status? Because I know we discussed it in, 2 weeks ago, and I don't know what came of it. But fine. Everyone has a different way of making decisions. The decision was made. I think it was a poor decision on the part of the person asking, in the part of the person granting. And when it reflects badly, it doesn't just reflect badly on Teresa. It reflects badly on Pacifica. It's not a private matter.
5 minutes.
It doesn't matter how long, and you need to stop. You're really rude.
Could we let Adriana speak so we can adjourn the meeting?
I have a motion.
Do I get to address my personal complaint of being personally attacked?
Okay. I'm sorry, Serene, but at this point, I'm going to have Adriana speak. Go ahead, Adriana.
I didn't object to that. I merely mentioned to you, because you've talked about closing the meeting, that I have a motion. I said earlier I have a motion.
Adriana, you spoke for 5 minutes before you came up with the motion.
I
spoke for 5 minutes.
What are you talking about? Move on.
Okay. Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. This same committee, I think that we, I feel the same
thing. Task force.
Thank you. This exact task force decide in the last meeting, and please, before all the discussion, you can go and listen to that again. Obviously, I was the only one doing it. And Ursula, you were in that meeting too. When Teresa brought that option that asked for nominations for the affiliates, the committee made the decision not to do it because they said exactly how you said it a few minutes ago, Ursula, if you call for nominations and then the PNB doesn't approve it, we will have a problem. But even when the decision was made in this task force, when I talked to Teresa yesterday night, we talked about the different options. She told me her ideas. I told her mine. I said we have a bylaw, and the nomination already happened. We have, the secretary said that we have one person that was nominated on time. It means before the end of the nomination period, that is November 15th. And we can see
if we can work something different to allow other people to come in. Obviously, Teresa, against the recommendations of the Eastern Task Force, against the ideas of all other directors that she was talking to, including me, she decided anyway to jump the gun and do it today before the meeting that is tomorrow of the PMB. This is a way, you Ursula can say that you know her perfectly. I don't deny that, but you were in the same meeting where this task force decided not to do it. Why then is done? My only question in here is, Teresa, you didn't have the right to do this. It's nothing that authorized you to do this, and this will produce a really huge problem. And doesn't matter, you can say that you will try to fix it. I'm sorry, but that is not enough. If you don't have the right to do it, you don't do it. You are doing exactly the same thing that some people say. It's better ask for forgiveness than permission. You didn't have the permission.
I'll tell you what. Adriana, I would like to respond to your concern. I give you permission. I'm trying to help you, Adriana.
I have the floor.
Adriana, you're filibustering. You're filibustering. You've been on the phone at over 2 minutes.
Everybody.
Well, you said you had a question, and then you stopped.
You believe that because you are the chair, you have the right to answer every comment.
As a chair, I have a responsibility to the whole body to prevent people from filibustering and preventing the whole body from conducting its business.
What are you doing? Why don't you count the minutes that you talk, Teresa?
I'm sorry?
You can do it. You can go to the audio and check how many minutes you talk in this meeting. But the point is not that. You gave me the floor and you don't have the right to interrupt.
Okay, let me ask you a question. One question before you proceed. How many more minutes do you need to speak? Please tell everybody because they might want to leave the call.
How many more minutes? Stop it. Let her speak.
For an hour?
Until she's done.
Could I move to adjourn?
If you stop interrupting, that'll be sooner rather than later.
I move to adjourn.
Okay. Let's wait until... Well, let's finish your thought, Adriana, please. You're repeating yourself.
And what are you doing then? I'm repeating myself and you keep interrupting me. And you think that is fine because you are the chair?
I didn't interrupt you until after two minutes.
No, you're doing it again. Stop.
If I may, I move to adjourn.
You need to stop first.
Who seconded that?
Steve Pride.
Thank you, Steve Pride. Thank you, Steve Pride. There is no debating a move to adjourn.
Floor.
Okay. I'm going to take a vote. Okay.
How do you first interrupt and then let someone else interrupt a speaker?
Okay. John Crumshaw, yes or no adjourn?
Teresa Allen, you're out of order.
I didn't hear you.
You're out of order.
Adriana Castaneda, yes or no adjourn?
So these two men get to interrupt her because you set the example of interrupting her rather than letting her finish.
May I ask a question?
No, let her speak.
Everything else is out of order. Answer that question.
Adjourn takes precedence.
Till she's done. No. If you stop interrupting and harassing her, she might have a chance to finish.
I'm going to give her 5 minutes to finish. I beg everyone to listen to her. Adriana, you have 5 minutes to finish your thought.
Don't be ridiculous.
Go ahead. So how many minutes do you need?
Oh, look. Just hush and let her speak.
Well, according to Robert's Rules of Order in committees.
Hush.
In committees, in Robert's Rules of Order, in committees, once a person starts repeating himself,
this was
the
not
chair,
a committee, it was a task force. You just interrupted her to tell her it wasn't a committee, it was a task force. Now you're interrupting
that's
her
right.
to tell us all.
That's right. But it is clear.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yes. You are talking over me, Serene. As a chair, I do
you
have a right
be,
to protect
I'm
me. You're talking over me.
She has
to go ahead. Okay.
Teresa, we're in the middle of a vote on the adjournment issue.
Excuse me. Wait a minute.
You can't just like,
okay.
Let her
silence.
Talk now.
Silence. Okay. Excuse me. Adriana Casanave, you have 5 minutes to finish your thought. Go ahead.
I'm leaving. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, Adriana. Finish your thought.
Imagine how short that will be if you didn't interrupt every time that you wish to. Like I said again, you are setting a terrible precedent because you didn't have authority to do what you did. You knew it. You didn't have that authority, but you did it anyway. And
well,
Ursula,
that's not true, but go ahead.
I'm sorry, Teresa, you don't have that right. Don't you understand that? I know that your sense of entitlement is so huge that you cannot understand that you don't have the right to interrupt anybody.
Are you finished?
Oh. Are you
okay. There is a motion on the floor. There is a motion on the floor to adjourn. Okay. There's a motion on the floor to adjourn. John Cromshaw, yes or no? Chandra Hopman, yes or no?
Adriana is attempting to speak. Why are you doing that?
Thank you, Chandra.
She has a bad connection.
Frank Lefever, yes or no?
I feel you can just speak.
Frank Lefever, yes or no?
Yes,
Frank, yes. Thank you, Frank. Steve Pride, yes or no?
You don't talk have right over her because she has a bad connection.
Okay. Sean Rhodes, yes. Sean Rhodes, yes.
Teresa. I vote yes to adjourn. I vote yes to adjourn.
Chandra votes
thank
yes.
Thank you. Steve Pride, thank you.
Chandra votes
okay.
yes. You can hear me. I don't
Adriana,
know.
Adriana Casanave, yes or no?
Nobody can
no?
make a motion if you don't have the floor. How do you allow somebody that doesn't have the floor?
Okay.
Present emotion. That
okay.
That is your sense of equality?
Serene Roberts, yes or no?
Okay, I don't think you can hear Adriana. She's asking you if your sense of equality allows you to take a motion from that person while she has the floor.
She's
so
finished.
My connection's a little better, so I'm repeating the question for
Adriana,
you.
Adriana, I'm answering,
here.
excuse me, I'm answering Adriana's question. Adriana, you asked me. I asked you to speak. You spoke. And then there was this long silence.
No, it's not
so
true.
So I figured you had finished.
No, it's not true.
Okay,
you can
well, finish your
audio.
Okay.
You allow him finish and you start counting votes on emotion. Nobody can put in the floor emotion if you don't have the floor. And you not only allow it, you allow that.
Okay.
You allow that to
Adriana,
say
Adriana, do you vote?
You're doing it again.
Excuse me, Adriana. Do you vote for or against adjourning?
I didn't excuse you.
Okay, so you say no. The motion passes. We are adjourned.
Oh, you don't
thank
have
you.
Right.